Well, joining us now is Grant Robertson, the Finance Minister. Welcome to the programme.
Good morning.
How much help is that cut from the Reserve Bank going to be?
Oh, well, I certainly think it provides certainty for a lot of people. Obviously, at a 75% basis point cut, that is significant. And particularly the statement by the bank that this will be held for 12 months. One of the things we sometimes hear from trading banks is that they're not sure whether they can pass on the impacts of a cut because they're not sure about whether it might bounce back up again or go down further. This is certainly that they know that this is the position we're going to be in for some time, so they can now work with their customers to pass on the benefits of the cut.
Well, you talk about it being significant. We just heard from Cameron Bagri there, though, saying, you know, you look back at the global financial crisis, there was a lot more room to move. There was very little room to move this time round.
Yes, but obviously it's a relative thing, isn't it, in terms of where interest rates are at the moment. Quite clearly, this has to be a combination of monetary and fiscal policy responses. And as you know, we've been coordinating our work with the Reserve Bank over the last few days. So this has to be part of the picture. It does provide certainty for people, but clearly there is a lot more we also need to do.
Your economic package is due out tomorrow. Cameron Bagri again talked about needing $6 billion. The Prime Minister earlier on in the program talked about it being billions. How many billions do you think you can lay your hands on?
Oh, look, we're about to go into Cabinet meetings today and we'll be making our final decisions there. We understand the extent of the situation we're facing here. The New Zealand economy is part of the global economy and the global economy is going through an economic shock at the moment. We have to respond to support New Zealanders through that. We've already talked about the fact that it'll include a wage subsidy scheme. We're working on other elements of the package as well to ensure that we help New Zealanders through this. We've obviously also got to continue to resource our public health system so that it plays its important part. So there's a number of different moving parts to this. I'd characterise it as being about cash flow and confidence, making sure that we can support people through this, but also making sure that we rebuild our confidence quickly. I'd also say there's some pretty significant announcements that the Reserve Bank governors also made today on the financial policy side, in particular delaying the introduction of the new bank capital requirements that were to have come in later this year. They're now delayed for a year. That frees up around $47 billion for more lending from banks. So I think the combination of the OCR cut and that change means that banks are in a very good position to support their customers at the moment.
Are you going to be borrowing to support this package, or are you going to be repurposing some money, or a mixture of both?
Oh no, this will be largely about borrowing. These are unprecedented times. We have to continue to make sure we deliver the services that New Zealanders need on a day-to-day basis. We'll take another look at our plans for Budget 2020 to make sure that they're targeted towards supporting people both through the situation and through the recovery phase. But in the immediate term, we need to be able to support New Zealanders, and that will require us to borrow more. It's the reason why it's very good that we enter this situation with our net core crown debt levels so low at around 19.5%, lower than what we inherited. That's what gives us the space now to be able to respond quickly to this.
We heard a very long list of what the Tourism Association Chief Executive would like to hear from you tomorrow. How much can the government, though, actually really realistically do, given the scale of the problem?
Look, I don't think there's anybody out there who thinks that we can cover every single eventuality. The nature of a wage subsidy scheme is that it is that. It's a subsidy. And we hope that what we can do is support businesses to be able to retain staff through this period. But this is going to be a very significant hit on the New Zealand economy because we are part of a global economy that is suffering that hit. We will do our best to cushion that. That's important that the government takes that on. But I know the people in the tourism industry and in other industries I've been talking to over the last week or two are very well aware that the government's there to help, but so are banks. And the announcement today means that banks and their customers can be talking to one another about how they're going to work together to get through this, along with what the government will do.
Obviously, it's going to be very comprehensive, the package you announced tomorrow. Is it actually going to amount to a mini budget, given it has to cover so many areas?
Look, it will be a substantial package, and we're taking it very seriously, and, you know, taking our decisions as quickly as we possibly can. I'm not going to use those words. It is a response, an economic response to what is an unprecedented situation. It's still primarily a public health issue, and that's got to be our focus, because the more we can do to protect New Zealanders' health, the better that will be for both our health and the economy in the long term. But it also will address some pretty significant economic issues and consequences that we're now facing.
You, of course, are the shareholding minister for Air New Zealand, and the airline industry is obviously particularly affected by all of this. You know, is there going to be specific funding for Air New Zealand, for airlines? You know, how much can you do to make sure the aviation industry sort of stays intact?
We're certainly working closely with the aviation industry. Myself and the Minister of Transport are working alongside officials to make sure that we have the air routes available to get New Zealanders back here and get those who need to leave here to be able to leave, and particularly to make sure that cargo is able to be moved by air over the coming months. So we're working on packages to ensure that, and also to make sure that we're able to to step back up when we get through this situation. In terms of Air New Zealand specifically, yes, I do have a role there as the shareholding minister, and we are in discussions with Air New Zealand at this time.
We also heard from the Council of Trade Unions that some workers are feeling so unsure now that they're perhaps not taking the measures required. Is there more that can be done quickly to make sure that those, and are you going to be able to do enough to make sure that workers can actually take the action they need, and to clarify things like who's going to pay when people should be self-isolating?
Look, advice has been issued about that alongside Business New Zealand and the Council of Trade Unions. It's available at employment.govt.nz for all workers and employers to look at. So far, so good, I think, actually, in terms of the way that employers and employees have been working together, being sensible about allowing people to take the time off that they need to take off. Obviously, in New Zealand, we have robust sick leave provisions. We also have special leave provisions. But we're continuing to talk about that, and we're continuing to work on what we can do to support people to be able to undertake the self-isolation that some people are now going to need to do.
I hear what you're saying about advice being out there, but speaking to people this morning, there does seem to be confusion as to who should be paying for that.
Well, again, I just urge people to look at that advice that is available. That advice has been developed with the Council of Trade Unions and Business New Zealand. There are clear obligations on employers, but actually beyond that, what we've been seeing with the more than 10,000 New Zealanders who've been in self-isolation already is that actually people are taking a pragmatic approach here. We're continuing to work alongside businesses and unions to make sure that we keep up with any change to that, and we'll be able to make any announcements about that once we've had further discussions.
Looking to the future, is this going to change how New Zealand operates in the future? Is it going to completely change our way of life?
Look, I think for the short term, it's going to be a very significant set of changes for us. As we go through this period and, you know, of we hope months, that we will all have to work together to be able to support one another. When we come out the other end, you know, from an economic perspective, I do think it highlights a number of issues for us about the importance of diversification in our economy, that we have got both a diverse range of products that we are producing here in New Zealand, that we're exporting to a wide range of markets overseas. In terms of, you know, beyond that, I think probably the message of washing your hands and sneezing and coughing into the crook of your elbow might be one that everyone remembers from here on, and having that, you know, a better understanding of public health and the importance of it will be something that I think we need to take forward from here.
Thank you very much for your time. That's the Finance Minister, Grant Robertson.